Here we are then. We've come out to Brainwaves to see Sian in her office, as she calls it. It's not the usual office, because her office is basically a pool. I can tell that because there's a wonderful smell of the water from a pool. You know the smell you get when you go to a swimming pool. A fantastic picture here, which, frankly, you'll have to come here and see the picture in order to appreciate it. But it's a wonderful one of a swimmer in a bubble of water as they power along, swimming towards you from the wall. Terrific. Enjoy that one. And we'll go through here, and hopefully we'll find Sian in her office in here. So we come in here, and we're right into the actual main room now. So you can hear the filters going in the background, and here she is, Sian, in her office. Hello.
Hello.
So here we are. We are actually in, as I said, what you call your office for Brainwaves. Just talk us through where your office actually is and what it is then.
Well, that's a tricky one to answer, but it's a rather gorgeous swimming pool which overlooks lovely fields, and it is 10 metres long, 5 metres wide, and I love it.
Me too. I tell you what, we'll just pace it out and see, because we've got some lovely chairs over there in the sunshine. Shall we walk down towards
Absolutely.
Those? Absolutely. Right, which way? I'll go down this way and you can follow me around. Here we go. So I'll pace it out. It is indeed 10 metres, so you can hear as we walk down towards the deep end, I think. Yeah, I can see that. There's a man over there, and we've got a couple of chairs there. Hey, right, round on the outside, lovely, and down here, and I managed not to fall in, even better. And we're in the sunshine by the side of the pool. What could be nicer? We can have a sit down here, and it's a perfect place. So Brainwaves, people have heard about it, people have heard something on the radio. Tell us a bit about it. How did it start out?
Well, I started out in 2000, and I started to teach some children. And I thought, well, my love is adults, and I'd been working with children for a long time. And then COVID happened, and I thought, no, this is the time to change and to work with adults, because I feel that adults can feel forgotten, that things can happen to their lives which it's beyond their control, and they think, right, now my time is right. Quite often people say to me, oh, it's a bit late for me to do this. And you go, no, it's not. You can do it right now. If that's what you want to do, do it.
I'm Dr. Sriban Andol. I came across Sian through Google search. Initially, like anyone else would do, if you're not sure about where you're going and what you need to do, because my requirements was that I need to have had the flexibility of my time, and also be able to travel at the time I wanted to do, and also be able to accommodate myself into the schedule what somebody was going to give it. So with a lot of trepidation, I called her the first time. And the very first few minutes, it didn't take long before actually I kind of really felt that very welcoming. I said that, okay, well, this definitely you'd want to go there. Let's just find and explore it and do a bit more research into this. So the first visit when I went there, I still remember, parked my car, walked into it, and I just said to myself, now I know that this is going to be my part of my weekly routine. It's going to become one part of my weekly routine. And since then, I've just continued on and on and on.
And so what are clients looking for when they come to you? They come to Brainwaves, they see you, to come to chat to you. What are they hoping you can achieve for them?
Oh, I get a wide range of things. I have people who are coming over fears. They've had nasty experiences. They've watched loved ones die in water. And there are people who are challenging themselves. There are people who are recovering from operations. There are people who want time out. And it's a whole range of things. Oh, in addition to that, you do have people who want to do triathlons, and people normally with triathlons love running and love cycling, and then think, ooh, swimming. Bit of a tricky one, that, but we'll give it a go.
I hadn't felt totally comfortable in water since being diagnosed with PTSD following an accident some years ago. In particular, I had a mental block about diving, as my accident had involved falling. I wanted to enjoy being in the pool again, as well as take the opportunity to improve my stroke and breathing techniques. The coaching that Sian at Brainwaves offered really helped me. Within the first session, I was really enjoying being in the pool, with Sian's reassuring and persistent encouragement quickly enabling me to achieve the personal goals I set myself.
I'd have no hesitation in recommending Sean and Brainwave for those people looking to gain back confidence and resilience in the water.
And your background's in swimming, competitive swimming yourself?
Yes, I swam competitively. My stroke was butterfly, which I absolutely adore, and I endeavour to get everybody to swim butterfly. And I don't really get many takers on that one. I have no
idea why.
I have no idea why.
I tried butterfly, never mastered. I should come along to you. So that's your background there. And just as you say, we're sitting in glorious sunshine here. How did you find this wonderful spot then? Because it's, you know what, you know, I was looking out the window before, thinking, who would have thought there's this lovely pool here? I would have no idea where we actually are in the Isle of Man.
Well, I'd recently, in 2000, I came to the island and I thought, how am I going to find a pool? And had an article in Manx Tales. And the gentleman who owns it got in touch and came and had a look. And I thought, yep, this is where I need to be.
It is a wonderful spot. So here we are. We're in the office. Like you say, you get your clients coming along. How did the business actually start out then? It was something you're coming from a swimming background. As you said, you started out working with children primarily originally?
Yes, primarily it was with children. I worked with a gentleman called Stephen Shaw who talks about the Alexander technique and incorporates those style of teaching. It's about breathing, it's about gliding, and it's about standing up. It's working with water, rather than doing something from getting it from A to B. It's understanding that it has life of its own, and it will, if you don't work with it nicely, it will eat you up. It will. That's the nature of water. An example being, there was an experiment where they had people talking grumpily to each other and to water, and they had people talking nicely to each other and to the water, and the molecules in the water actually changed. So that really clarified to me that it is a living being. And you've got to understand how you work with it, rather than just thinking, I'll do X, Y, and Z and swim.
I always said to Sean, it is kind of, it's almost like a coaching exercise. You would feel that you're engaging not just kind of physically, but actually mentally as well in the training that you do. And you feel so refreshed and so confident at the end of the session that you feel like, well, you're waiting to come back again. And it didn't stop. I thought initially it might have been just the first few days and it will go away, but it didn't stop. That kind of feeling lasted me till date. So I think she's brilliant in what she does.
So was it then, again, all clients coming now, whether they were children or adults as you're working with now, are they essentially all afraid of water for some reason, or are some people water babies who just want to develop their passion?
Both. Some want to develop their passion. I'm getting more and more who know they love water, they get in, and then you unravel, I use the word a lot, unravel how they swim. Because we all look forward, and little by little, it's endeavouring, their head goes lower in the water, and there's a thing called explosive breathing, so you hold your breath for a while, come up, take a huge breath in, and hold your breath again. My whole remit is to be softly blowing out, so you do a trickle breath, and top up. I mean, we're having a conversation. We're not telling each other to breathe. It would make things a bit tiresome.
A bit harder.
Yes, a bit harder.
So I can see, or I can imagine people listening to this and thinking, okay, so I know Sean's got a pool there. I know she's it's involving water and swimming. How would you actually describe what you're doing then? So is it, because it's a mixture of, there's the swimming side of it, there's the breathing you've been talking about. There's also working with people's mental attitude and headspace as well. Is it a combination of all these things, or how would you put this into a précis of exactly what it is that you do?
Well, you summed it up. It is all three. I work a lot on the mind and how you think about it. There's a part of your brain called the amygdala, which has kept us safe for millions of years. And as soon as you go near water, it can say, I'm in danger. And I don't want to go in water. And as a result, you'll hold your breath, you starve your muscles of oxygen, you starve your brain of oxygen, and then you'll sink. So it's understanding how you very gently be part of water, and then you know how you come through it. Because if you come from underwater through it hard, it's like going through a ceiling. It's opening that hatch so you can gently come out of the water rather than being attacked by it.
Sean has a very reassuring manner. She's obviously highly qualified and highly experienced at what she does. She makes you feel really comfortable with yourself. And as I said, it's really, really helped me develop. And I would have no hesitation in recommending her or Brainwaves.
Are you unique on the island in offering the service you do?
I believe I am.
I believe you are as well, as far as I know. Is it something, are you so unique in the British Isles, or is it something that you could find other people offering services? Because I've never really heard of exactly the sort of offering you have here. It does sound something of a one-off.
It is one-off. I have developed the work that I did with Stephen Shaw and the Shaw Method, and I have concentrated more and more on the breathing and more how you actually approach water. In turn, what I find is that people come and a number of people have said to me, you have changed my life, which is a big statement. And they have then gone on to do other things that they felt that they would never be able to do. And it is learning how, and then allowing yourself to say, well, I can do things differently, because there was a quote a while ago saying that the past has a long shadow and your memories are strong. Of course they are. The more you unravel those memories and bring it into the present moment of what you're actually doing, then you can actually change. The more you keep referring back to what happened, that makes things tricky.
So your clients at the moment, and I'm not obviously asking for any specifics, but what would you say is the most common thing you're asked when people approach you?
Oh, good question. Oh, you won't be able, well, the statement is, you won't be able to get my face in the water.
Right. No. So that's a real fear of water then?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You won't be able to do that. Water goes up the nose and it's not going to happen. You go, absolutely. So you agree with them first, and then you show them, little by little, that you can do it. And I love the expression in their faces, like, really? Well, I'm there then. And I go, well, you know, it happens.
What she has done is beyond amazing. I think she's helped me to kind of see the world in a different with different optics. And I would recommend anyone to go there, yeah, and just test it out for themselves, whether they would kind of like it or not. It's more like a life coach rather than a swimming lesson.
Do you start in the water from day one?
Yes, absolutely. I had a lady today who said, I can't swim, and within 10 minutes she had her face down in the water and she was swimming.
And so again, I mean, that sounds incredibly fast. It has to be said, do people normally come for a long period? Do you have clients who sort of come for years, or is it usually a shorter period?
It's a mixture. I've got a lady who is 89, she'll be 90 this year, and she comes for her weekly swimming, and she can swim on her swim breaststroke and back crawl, and she loves it. And then I've got a couple of people who've stayed with me for a number of years, and I think it's a combination of exercise, and you do create a rapport, so you get to know these people, and it's lovely. It's really, really good. And then you've got a few who just want a little sharp, short shot, bang, done, I'm off now.
I'm gone again.
Yeah.
And I suppose also an awful lot of trust as well.
Yes, it is about building trust, yes. Because you've got to trust, it's building the trust and the relationship between me and the client, and the trust of them in water. And I know I keep going back to it, but the more you understand how water works and you trust it, it will look after you.
The title itself, Brainwaves, it's a great title. I suppose the clue is in the name a little bit for that, is it?
Well, thank you for saying that, because you're absolutely right. The clue is in the name. Because you have to think. A lot of my clients say, gosh, you have to really think about what you're doing. And you do. It's allowing yourself to be part of the water and to allow yourself to understand how water works. So you have to think about blowing out. You have to think about allowing your head to go under the water, rather than giving yourself the expectation you'll get from A to B without actually having done anything to actually get to B.
Sessions always have an element of humour in them, but also talking about shared sessions as well.
Yes, I love it when working with shared sessions. It's that you have friends coming together, you have partners coming together, and they have an understanding to actually boost each other, to actually get the best out of each other, rather than it being a competitive, right, I'll beat you, which is lovely. And there's usually one person who's slightly stronger than the other, And they're great for demonstrating. You know, they say, well, try this and try that. So it becomes three people working together rather than just me saying, try something.
So it's sort of mutual support in many ways.
Absolutely. Yes, it is mutual support.
So anyone listening and thinking, yeah, you know, I think Sean might be able to do something for me, whether it's actually working more with water, whether it's that they've got a morbid fear of water, whether it's something deeper seated. How do they actually get in contact in the first instance? Can they just sort of ring you or go to a website? What's the best way?
Well, if they go to my website, www.brainwavescoaching.com, that's the first way. There's the telephone, 853-021, or Facebook, Brainwaves Facebook.
And you're happy to chat with anyone? There's no, it doesn't matter whether you're sort of young or old or whatever, whether you've never been in water before even.
Absolutely. I mean, anybody. If you have an idea that you wouldn't mind coming in and seeing what water does and how you work with it, come and talk to me.
And the one other thing I would say is, I would imagine, I mean, I haven't sat in on one of your lessons, but I imagine even allowing for the fact that some people might be rather nervous or scared of the water, knowing you, I'm assuming there's always going to be fun, because it always looks like, whilst you have to build up that trust, there's going to be an element of humour and trying to keep things enjoyable as well.
Yes, it has. A lady, I'd finished one session and came out, and she said, all I heard was laughing. And I went, correct, that's the right thing to do. It's just the laughing. But try not to laugh whilst you're facing the water, because you end up drinking it. And that doesn't work well most of the time.
There's only one bad thing about all this. I'm sitting next to the pool and I didn't bring my trunks.
Oh. Well, you know, you'll have to come back